Several years ago at Christmas time, I decided I would take my whole family and we would go down into Washington to Union Station, and they had a fantastic toy train exhibit there, and we would go down and visit the exhibit. So we crowded all the boys into the station wagon and we took off. And when we got down there, there's a parking garage, you know, that's kind of right next to the station, but I didn't want to pay $8 or $10 to park. So we cruised around the front looking for some free parking, and we cruised several times around. And as it was getting a little dark, all of a sudden, as we were cruising around that circle there, I saw a car pull right out and take off. It had a DC license plate, and I thought, oh, this is great. So I did the DC thing. You know, I turned my blinker on, and I pulled up ready to pull into the space, and he pulled on out, and then I pulled up, and I backed on in the space and whatever. And I was so excited about getting some free parking there that it never even occurred to me to really look and see if there was any kind of restriction or any kind of, you know, limitation on what you could do. We just got everybody out and we said, hey, isn't this great free parking? And we all went in. We were in there a couple hours, had a great time. When we came back out, I had a Christmas present from the D.C. Police Department on my windshield. It was a parking ticket because I had parked in an illegal zone, a no parking zone. Well, I kind of took it and went, pah, you know, what could a parking ticket be? $5, $7. You know how much this parking ticket was, friends? $50 for a parking ticket. I mean, I've gotten speeding tickets before that weren't $50. So I thought, $50, and my kids all went, you're not going to pay this, are you? I mean, you know, D.C. and Virginia don't reciprocate. You don't have to pay this. And I don't know how they knew that. But anyway, I said, no, we're Christians, guys, here. I'm going to pay this ticket. But I said, you know, a number of years ago, I went to Montgomery County Traffic Court when I'd gotten a ticket, and I told him the whole story, and I pleaded my case, and the guy reduced my fine, and he reduced my points. And so I'm just going to go in, and I'm going to tell the judge all about this, and I'm sure he'll do the same thing. So my court case came up, and it was like the end of December, and it was frigid outside. I mean, it was freezing. But we got up, and I said to Brenda, they said, be there at 9, and then whenever we call you, you know how that works, we call you. So I said to Brenda, I said, now you got to get up and get dressed and go with me, because I think I got a better chance if you're there and really looking pretty and smiling at the judge. I think I got a better chance. So she said, hey, this is not my show, this is your show. And I said, no, Brenda, you got to go with me. So she reluctantly agreed to go. So we take off, 9 o'clock in the morning, we're down there, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, lunch, 1 o'clock. Finally, they called us. And I went in, Brenda with me, and I went before the judge, and I told him the story about how this poor, law-abiding Virginia tourist had brought his sweet wife and his precocious children into Washington, D.C. at Christmas to make a Christmas memory. And how, accidentally, I followed the bad example of a native D.C. driver, parked in an illegal zone, how it was almost dark, how I just didn't look because I was so excited about creating this great memory with my family. But how, if pardoned, this Virginian would always look and never make this mistake again. And I thought that, you know, about a B+ is what I would rate this. I thought B+. Well, I waited expectantly for this guy to tell me how much he was going to reduce my fine, you know. And I just knew he was going to. He said, well, what happened? Well, he fined me. $50. He said, well, that was what the fine was before. I know. He also fined me $25 for court costs, which I wouldn't have had to pay if I'd have just sent the $50 in. And you know what the kicker is on top of all of this? All the time we've been sitting there, guess what I had to pay for? Parking. Remember that? That's what started this whole thing down at Union Station the month before. I didn't want to pay for parking. I think it was about a $100 day to get out of a $50 ticket, which I didn't even get out of. And on the ride home, Brenda was very quiet. It was a very long ride home.